Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not on YouTube for Lucy today. I don't think we're on YouTube anymore. We are on YouTube. I don't know.
We're fixing the issues, dude.
I digress.
Stop yelling at Casey in the update, too.
I did. I accidentally talked back to him right in the middle of his update, and He powered through that thing. That's not an easy thing to do. When somebody's talking to you and you got to keep talking, not a simple task. Joining us now is our great friend, Lucy Burge, DraftKings Sportsbook partner at Lucy O'Burge on Twitter. She gets the last laugh after the Yankees are eliminated from the MLB playoffs. That happened a week ago.
Schlittler, where you at, buddy?
We had a couple of nice shots from Lucy off the top rope, but I'd imagine bigger on her mind right now is the fact that everybody's going to hate her NFL team again because I think they found a franchise quarterback. I hate you, Lucy. I just want to start there. Well, thanks for coming on, and how excited are we about the New England Patriots right now?
Oh, well, hello. I am so happy to be here and to be talking about the Patriots because finally, as I say all the time to you especially, Spriggs, it has been so long since we've won any championships here in New England, and the Patriots look primed to win something this year again. And it's very, very exciting to have a team that is worth rooting for again because it has been ages, and the drought just continues, and hopefully they can end the drought. Because this team has something going. They have something special going. It looks like they found their guy in Drake May. Unfortunately, it was not Mac Jones, but Drake May looks to be the quarterback of the future for this team. He's their franchise quarterback. They have a franchise coach again in Vrabel. So it's exciting times to be a Patriots fan. Of course, all of that could come crashing down at any moment, but it looks like they're on solid ground right now.
I would say if I were a Patriots fan, I'd be pretty psyched that it ended up being May over Mac Jones. Mac Jones is kind of a goober. His uniform doesn't seem like it fits right. Like, even when he's playing well for the 49ers, I feel like his pants are falling down, and it's just like everything about him. He's like got corny one-liner jokes. Then he dresses like Two-Face in the postgame.
His name is McCorkle.
Like, I just, you know, Drake May's cool. He's, you know, he's a good-looking guy. That's a way cooler franchise quarterback. Let me ask you this, though, because you mentioned the long title drought that Boston has gone through. We talked about it earlier in the show.
And the drought.
The fans of the Pittsburgh Pirates get together every year on Monday, or not Monday, but it was Monday this year, on October 13th, and they listen to a radio broadcast of Game 7 of the 1960 World Series, the walk-off home run in Game 7, and there's like a, you know, a big scoreboard, and they just listen to the radio broadcast to relive it because that's how bad and painful their history has been. That's what keeps them satisfied. Is there anything New England sports-related that would get you to do that every year?
Oh, well, yes. So what happens is that the Red Sox put out all these documentaries on Netflix about 2004 and about all of the 2003 and the all of that stuff, and people do get together to rewatch them because it's been that long since anything so good has been happening. So I think people just go to Netflix and that's why so much of this has been re-dug up, and why they keep hiring, you know, Jason Veritek as their coach for this or that, because the memories, we need to hold on to those memories. So it's very much like that, to just go to Netflix and watch 2004, The Comeback, or you could watch the 30 for 30, or you could watch any number of Patriots documentaries that they put out about the dynasty to relive those days. So yes, If they had a watch party of any of those documentaries, I would go to it and be like, man, really want that again. And maybe something like that will inspire one of these teams at one point to redo that, much like the Pirates fans do that.
I saw you on Nesson do the thing that no fan wants to see a media member do, and that was proclaim the New England Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm curious, yep. Did Nesson give you a little pay bump for that specific thing, or did you feel the peer pressure, or legitimately does beating the Saints and the Bills just elicit a feeling that Lucy Burge hasn't felt since what? 2000 and
it's been a long time.
2019. Yeah.
It's been
a minute.
6 whole years.
It's been a minute. It's tough. It's not easy.
It's been a minute. Yes. So as we were talking about the Patriots and what they now lead the AFC East and they could hold on to that lead going forward and talking about how good they are right now, I did feel, maybe I could say right now that they are going to win the Super Bowl, and that feeling did arise. And it was suggested to me maybe I could declare it. And there was maybe 2% peer pressure, 90% with the feeling of they could win the Super Bowl. And then the rest of it was, let's just do something for television right now. And I will look back on it and I could have this. And then they can replay it. Nesson does have that now. So should they win the Super Bowl, I was right. Should they not, just save it for next year. Yeah. So I think that's what went into that, because they do have a quarterback who is maybe not as corny as Mac Jones, because he has the optics of that picture of him in college, that he looks a little bit doughy. And I think people think back to that a little bit sometimes. He is a little bit corny. And with Drake May, you have a guy who says shoot and darn. A little bit of a hometown quality to him a little bit, even though he's not from here. But he's just like a nice guy, and his wife Anne is delightful, and she does these TikToks about making bread and making dinner for him, and it's just a guy you can root for. So yes, I am happy that it's Drake May.
Did we get a follow-up on Schlittler? Did he reach back out? Did you reach back out? Like, did we have a DM exchange following what happened?
Oh, yes. Some DMs have been exchanged. He and I are friends now. We follow each other on multiple platforms. So, yes, I consider him a friend now. And, should he go to hell still? Yeah. But, maybe he feels that way about me.
It's an odd friendship.
It's a love-hate friendship. And it's just one of those, those friends you can just be like, you suck to them and it's fine. That's kind of, those great friends you have. That's kind of how this friendship. I would, maybe we'll, hang out at some point. We'll figure it out. This is his friend. I consider him a friend. He's a great friend.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. The real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Talking with Lucy Burge at Lucille Burge.
Happy birthday. Go to hell.
Go to hell. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. I will admit, if I see one more 2004 Red Sox documentary come out, I'm canceling whatever
subscription
that is.
How many do we need to make?
I've seen something.
Yeah,
I agree.
Like, how many of them are there now? There's like, there was the 30 for 30. There's like, enough. I get it. They came back and won. Okay. I'm glad we're in lockstep there.
I do see people when these are tweeted out say, like, yes, these are great. And I hate being the person that's like, what else is there to say, really?
They took a shot before the game, like, hey, well, wow, I didn't know that fact.
They did that in 2013 as well. Right. I will say I spoke to one member of that team, and he said, yeah, we did that too. So can confirm they all do that. So I think what I would say, what else is there to say? It's like Patriots documentaries. It's the same thing.
Yes,
like,
it was a dynasty. It was good. Yeah. Everybody was really good. They won a lot of championships. Now, we have limited dong opportunities tonight, Lucy. There's only one game. Yeah. In the past, we've had you on. There's been multiple games. You could choose from multiple dongs, but now we only got limited dongs. It's Seattle. It's Toronto tonight. Mm. Now, I guess we could go in tomorrow, too, because we won't talk to you again until next Thursday. So maybe you got to take on game three of the NLCS as well, being back in L.A. But who are we looking at dong-wise tonight and tomorrow?
Yes. So, for tonight, there is, of course, limited because we are winding down, which is very sad. But I am looking at Cal Raleigh to hit a home run tonight. And that is plus 284 last I checked on DraftKings as plus 284. He hit one in game one, of course. So, and I like the Mariners to move on to the World Series. I think not only that, to sweep this series. So I am looking forward to that. But should the Dodgers maybe end up winning, it would be more exciting if the Mariners beat the Dodgers in the World Series than just the Dodgers winning it again. So I am rooting for that to happen. But Cal Raleigh, I do like to hit a home run tonight.
I'm just curious, way out there, maybe people have checked out and it's Patriots, Celtics season, Bruins are starting up now, and so baseball's over. But you also have baseball sickos out there. I'd classify you as somebody who genuinely loves the sport of baseball.
Yeah.
Are the Mariners America's team now, given everybody that's left?
They have to be, because no one wants to root for the Dodgers. No one wants to. It's again, the Dodgers again. They have too many. I saw somebody tweet this, and it's true. They have too many guys. Like, too many of that guy. Like, it's just too much on one team.
Yeah.
So you got to root for more of the underdog. And I think the Mariners in this case, although they are a stacked team as well, up against the Dodgers, anybody's the underdog. So I would say, yes, the Mariners are America's team right now.
Yeah. Anything in the NFL you like this weekend?
So I say this about the Patriots, but I am taking the Titans to cover this week. Titans plus 7. This could be a closer game because this is a collision of two factors. There is the factor of Vrabel facing the team that fired him as the head coach, but the Titans could have the post-coach firing bump, the interim head coach bump, perhaps to cover the spread. Because in the past, teams have had success in covering. They're 9-2 since, I think, 2020. In covering the spread following a coach being fired. So I would take the Titans to cover, but I think the Patriots win outright and continue their winning streak.
Very big news for people around our age demographic. Lauren Conrad and Kristen Cavallari squashed their beef. Your thoughts, and what side were you on in the moment?
So I would, in the moment, say I never watched. Was that Laguna Beach?
Yeah, come on, Lucy.
I never watched it. So I was very aware of all of the OC, Laguna Beach, all of that. But I would take Lauren Conrad just based on just remembering following both of them. I would take Lauren Conrad in that, though I do understand this is such a big moment in pop culture history.
Yeah, that's a big one. That was a big one. I was Team Cavallari.
Exactly. You were Team Cavallari?
I was, yeah.
Lauren had such a down, home, wholesome kind of vibe. Like,
I was a high school kid who thought Cavallari was hotter.
Well, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but she seemed a little high maintenance.
Oh, without a doubt.
Loyal.
One has aged way better than the other one, too. Not in terms of looks, but just in terms of, like, the public perception of them.
Sure.
One has been a little bit controversial.
Well, Tristan Cavallari was with the boys, the music group on TikTok or whatever, that dance, and they do that. Yeah, the cowboy boys or what they were. Yeah. So, you know, she's had kind of a run lately. So I would say going back then, I would have been on Team Lauren Conrad.
Yeah, good stuff. That's why we bring her on every Thursday, 9 a.m. Lucille Burge on Twitter. Go give her a follow. DraftKings Sportsbook partner. Follow the Instagram as well. Lucy, we always appreciate the time. One of these weeks, we're going to get to work on YouTube, but we'll see when that happens. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Talk to you next Thursday. Stay tuned for that because it will happen. So we'll see if it's next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.